Former President Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger will be giving some speeches on foreign policy in the L.A. area tonight. Nixon will be in Anaheim and Kissinger in Beverly Hills. And finally, all of those petitions that are now calling for a state initiative to demand a freeze on nuclear weapons have been delivered to the L.A. County Registrar of Voters. They went there yesterday in an armored car. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
Lincoln Mercury announces an offer that goes far beyond interest rates and rebates. Lincoln Mercury is backing its quality on Lynx, LN7, Capri, and Zephyr, on Cougar sedan and wagon, with an exclusive free scheduled maintenance and warranty plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. The 2-year limited warranty is so complete, just about everything is covered except accidents, abuse, tires, and fluids between maintenance intervals. And on Continental, Mark 6, and Lincoln, you'll get the same kind of coverage for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Now virtually the only thing you have to pay for is gas. And to introduce you to this quality, Lincoln Mercury is offering a 5% cash bonus off the base vehicle sticker price. This bonus comes entirely from Lincoln Mercury. Apply it to your down payment or get a check. A 5% cash bonus, free maintenance, free warranty from Lincoln Mercury. Offer applies to retail buyers who take delivery of these Mercury models by June 6th or luxury cars by May 17th. It takes cars built this well to make you an offer this good.
Yes, Bay Area weather says fair through tomorrow and warm. Highs today in the 70s to mid-80s. Winds out of that. I knew it was too good to be true. I saw you on your way in.
Rosalie, look. Okay. A petition to stop them from changing the format of the radio station.
Good.
Look at this. Look at all these signatures.
I think that's exceptional. That I really do.
Look at that. The Associated Students of Piedmont High School.
They even spelled
all
it
right.
Unite in demanding that KSAN.
Oh, well.
Never mind.
I can't believe you brought that in here. Oh, boy.
Sorry, I lost control.
You certainly did, Ollie.
Years ago.
Oh, well.
I forgot where I was. Anyway, winds out of the east,
yeah.
10 to 20 miles per hour, except in the East Bay Hills, where strong gusty winds are predicted at times today. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s and 50s, and right now I have no temperatures. Stephen Capen.
What?
I thought I'd get you.
Slip of that one. What's your name? Oh, let me see. Can I see that? Look, one of these names on here, Rosalie, is...
At 6:30.
6:30?
Stephen Capen.
Thank you. One of these names on here is Carla Dork.
Oh, great. Good name.
Linda Leather. No phone numbers here, though.
And Piedmont High School.
Oh, you're a leather worker. Yes. Carla Piedmont High School. What is this? Cradle robbers everywhere. 6:30. We're going to be in trouble. This is only the 12th of the last 11 days. KSFX Radio. Here's Pink Floyd. 6:35 in the morning. They should have left that part on there. That's a good one. That's why am I still hearing these people in my earphones? You start to, you know, after years of doing radio, you start to hear voices yourself. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Honorable Kepansan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you today?
I'm okay.
That's very good.
I'm a little tired, you know?
I know.
I'm recovering from a serious illness.
I see.
Yes. Yes, you sold it to me, as a matter of fact.
Yes, very cheap. I gave you good money, you know.
So, what kinds of pearls are you casting to us swine this morning?
Today I have for you the parable of the rich and powerful feudal lord and the poor, starving, recourseless court jester.
I don't think we have time for all that.
Oh, sure you do.
Oh, okay.
Confucius said, he who's so almighty and yet always want to make another buck, not a Mr. Nice Guy, for court jester was able to bring gentle smile to billions of Chinese throughout the land. Confucius suggests that feudal lord not visit San Francisco, or else he will catch business end a very sharp samurai sword.
Okay. That is the longest parable gem of wisdom I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, but I got to go now and go sharpen samurai swords, Kepan-san.
Well, you know, that's why...
I like Chinese.
Really?
Yes, I got to go to dance now, okay?
Since we're leaving, and you're going to be leaving, we're going to change this because we've got to turn Japanese.
Okay, I
turn
Japanese.
All right, Satnam.
Your eyes are hazel.
coming out. It's coming out. It's out. It's 20 before 7 o'clock in the morning. Case to fix it. Having trouble breathing this morning. Call Kent. Gotta go home now. Dave? Dave! Hey, wait a second. Jugs didn't give me the kickback. Oh, get him on the phone.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, Tom Sullivan is a singer.
Carry on.
A lover.
So I got lucky a couple times.
Couple of times. Compared to you, the rape of Sabine women is like a casual afternoon outing.
And a daredevil.
Yeah!
He's an all-American guy. Except for one thing.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Now, the epic performance that earned Rita Gams her name. Sales Girls. Brought to the screen in all its awesome fullness with lots of huge, gigantic chests. Sales Girls. They'll sell you sweaters. They'll sell you extension phones. They'll sell you time and cosmetics and groceries and magazine subscriptions over the phone. They'll sell you a one-way ticket to Palookaville. Sales Girls. Based on the best-selling novel Behind the Hind Quarterlies. Walking over their grandmothers. Snorting the last bottom line. Walk over your grandmother to see it. Sales Girls.
When it comes to planning meals and shopping for food, I don't want the supermarket to make out my shopping list for me with specials that are good for a few days only.
We like to decide for ourselves when to shop and what to buy. That's why we shop at Lucky.
Lucky's no specials, low everyday prices way of doing business means we get low prices on every item on our shopping list any day we shop.
And Lucky gives us a choice of three ways to save.
We can save with Lucky's low prices on thousands of national brand items, more than most other supermarkets.
Or we can save even more with Lucky's own Lady Lee and Harvest Day brands.
Or we can save the most with Lucky's No Frills Generics. Over 100 foods and non-foods with plain and simple labels that mean plain and simple savings.
And there's nothing more basic to food shopping than saving money.
National brands, Lucky's own budget stretching brands, and No Frills Generics. Three ways to save. That's basic value from Lucky.
Getting back to basics. That's basic. That's Lucky.
Saturday is White Flower Day at Macy's with special savings and low clearance prices on the things you need for yourself, your family, and your home. It's one of Macy's biggest one-day sales of the year. And for your convenience, Macy's will be open this Saturday from 10 till 7. Don't miss White Flower Day, Saturday only at all Macy's.
White Flower Day. White Flower Day.
There's something I don't like about this. We get some mail this morning. Goodbye and good luck. Thanks for your time. This says good luck in the future, wherever you end up. What does that mean? Wherever you end up, it smacks of being somewhere in an alley. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. This is Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How you doing?
Well, right now I'm very upset.
Yes.
Survey. Fathers said that they don't want their sons to watch my program because they think I'm a wimp and a sissy.
They won't let their kids watch the show anymore?
No.
Oh.
So I'm going to change the format of my show from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood to Mr. Rogers Goes Macho.
Excuse me, Mac. Yeah, I'm at 2,000-pound barbell.
Oh, boy, you guys are getting tough, huh?
Hey, well, we're not going to be sitting around and kicking our neighborhood anymore. We're going to be coming out there and showing the fathers just what He-Man we really are.
Okay.
Can you say He-Man?
He-Man.
Sure.
Sure. Good luck, Mr. Rogers. And be careful with that 2,000-pound barbell.
While the music played, you walked by candlelight. Go to San Francisco nights. Only the best in town.
stops to stare at your technical modem. Every apron had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. Go to air on a dare and go it alone.
Could you live forever?
Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world?
I'll get into security, since this is such an insecure business, huh? I'll get into security systems. I remember one morning, see, we have a system here that is foolproof. That no fools get through the door here. I came in one morning, and we're on TV screens around here, and when you walk through the front door, actually there are one, two, three front doors. There are four front doors, isn't there? There's two up here and there's two down there. So there's four front doors, and when you walk through the last front door up here, a very high-frequency tone is set off. And then, there it is now. A fool just walked in. And it tips off the police that somebody is in here who isn't supposed to be here, unless you shut the alarm off within 30 seconds or so. So a half hour later, when the alarm was still ringing, I thought maybe, hey, who's the fool?
And in the end.
On May 3rd, KSFX stops rocking and KGO-FM starts talking. KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. Starting April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. we'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. So before we start talking, we're going to do plenty of rocking with the Bay Area's best rock and roll. When the music's over, the last 11 days on KSFX.
From whenever ends.
It's 10 before 7. Hello, good morning.
Captain
Lust.
Captain Lust, you should have listened to me. If you would have changed your name to KSEX, it would have all been wrapped up. I'll do you a favor. I'll come over tomorrow and I'm going to... I'll start at the walls and then I'll go with a big shot. They ain't got a chance.
All right. See you later. He just fell off the phone. You say Captain Lust or Captain Lust? 947 from KSFX Radio. Here's Tom Petty. KSFX Radio with Tom Petty. We're just organizing our systems this morning, just in case we're invaded by the United States. It's 6 before 7, and Rosalie?
Yes?
Oh, okay, there she is. Okay.
I'm here, yes. I went away for a moment, but I'm back.
You do that, don't you? There was a movie about somebody who you could be sitting there, and he'd go away for a moment.
Well, I do that ordinarily.
Yes. And now... Oh, sorry. Oh, and now, through the combined resources of the American Broadcasting Company, its satellite network, and everybody associated with it, here they are now, Rosalie Allen.
You know what that sounds like?
A turkey farm.
Yeah, that too, but a bunch of hungry buzzards.
They've been circling around this radio station for a number of years now, but they never came up with the cash. Okay, Rose, take it.
All right, Stephen. The latest information on the Falklands crisis is that Britain has come up with its own...
Excuse me, I'll take care of this. Thank you. Round two.
has come up with its own plan for ending the dispute. That plan is being brought to Washington by Foreign Secretary Francis Pym tomorrow. And while those talks are going on, it's reported this morning that British warships are now within striking distance of the Falklands, or soon will be. But the diplomats say they want to settle the issue without war. Vice President George Bush said this morning that the Russians are not cooperating in nuclear arms talks. He said the Soviet record on arms negotiations has been poor since the 1950s. Vice President added that one of President Reagan's top priorities is that of reducing the number of nuclear weapons. Israel also said this morning that it will go ahead and finish the withdrawal from occupied areas of the Sinai by this Sunday. That withdrawal is part of the 1979 peace treaty signed with Egypt. And hundreds of young people over in Britain got into a rock-throwing clash with police last night. Scotland Yard said that this latest flare-up is the worst since last summer's riots. North and South Korea are trading charges this morning. Each side says the other started a four-hour battle along the demilitarized zone last night. Both sides also say there were casualties, but no one is saying just how many. A survey came out today saying that Californians approve of a bilateral nuclear arms freeze by at least a 2-to-1 margin. California poll says that 64% support the concept of a nuclear freeze and have signed an initiative that will be on this June's ballot. Commerce Department comes out this morning with its first quarter check of the gross national product. Economists say the numbers will probably show that the recession is getting a lot worse. President Reagan says he is willing to go that extra mile in order to reach an agreement on a bipartisan budget plan for 1983. However, House Speaker Tip O'Neill says he doesn't see that flexibility in the negotiations. And while I'm talking about budgets, California's fiscal expert says that state government has a decent chance of avoiding a budget deficit this year. That is, if the courts allow the state to use that $187 million in public pension money in order to pay the bills. In KSFX Sports, the Atlanta Braves will be going after their 13th straight win in a row tonight against Cincinnati. Braves beat the Reds 4-2 last night to set a Major League Baseball record. Bay Area baseball last night, San Diego Padres beat the San Francisco Giants 8-4, and the Oakland A's played another one of those long games, this time 16 innings, but finally beating the Minnesota Twins 4-3. National Hockey League, Los Angeles is in a must-win situation against the Vancouver Canucks tonight. If they lose, it's all over, since the Canucks are now leading 3-1 in their best-of-7 series. Kentucky Derby of horse racing takes place a week from this Saturday, and Derby hopefuls will be going to the post in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland starting tomorrow. And in other horse action, Frida Frame, a 17-1 shot, won the $30,000 Casa du Rue Ranch purse at Santa Anita yesterday. Bay Area weather says fair and warm through tomorrow with highs in the 70s to mid-80s. Winds will be out of the east at 10 to 20 miles per hour, except in the East Bay Hills, where strong gusty winds are predicted at times in those areas. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s.
I wish we had a
50s.
Fan so we could, you know, put sound effects behind you.
Okay.
I wish I had a fan.
I wish you did, too. Right now,
we wouldn't be in this
degrees.
Trouble now, would we?
60 degrees in Oakland, 55 at San Francisco Airport, 57 in San Jose, 56 in Redwood City, 55 in Marin, and it's 62 degrees at 659 KSFX San Francisco.
Hello, hello.
Stephen Capen.
Could be two cans on a string, couldn't it? Excuse me. My new tap dance. Oh, did you mention my name? Thank you.
Yes.
All right. It's a minute before 7 o'clock in the morning. It's time now for the New York Report.
Going, Stephen. This is Packer Pan. Come on from the New York Travelers Bureau telling you to pack up and come on to New York. It's the place to be for World War III. You know, they're really rattling those swords down there in D.C. Who knows? Could be the Falklands will start it off. Maybe the Middle East will start it off. Maybe we'll find out whether South Africa has that bomb after all, huh? And let's not forget the Islamic bomb. It could happen anywhere, anytime. And you don't want to be some damn place like Oshkosh or Winnetka or Golden, Colorado when the big one comes down, do you? Don't you want to be able to tell your grandchildren you had a front row seat when our friend the Adam backfired, huh? Well, forget it, because you and your grandchildren are all going to die if it happens. But look, let's face it, we're selfish, aren't we? Let's do it for ourselves. Because you know, New York is going to be numero uno when it comes to them 20 megatonners. I mean, where are the banks, right? Where's the heart of the media, right? Where's the United Nations, right? Where are the banks, right? Where are the banks, right? So, you want to go out with a little flair, a little style? Just come on to New York, park yourself on top of the Citicorp building, and wait. It won't be long now. This is Pac-Pan. Come on from the New York Travelers Bureau.
Jeez. The phone just melted. How long does it take for radioactivity to reach here? We just get bombed East Coast time.
Princess card she sends me with her regards. Oh, borrow my shine vacancy. To see her, you gotta look hard. Wounded deep in battle, I stand scoffed like some soldier undaunted. To her Cheshire smile, I'll stand on file. She's all I ever wanted. You let your blue walls get in the way of these facts, honey. Get your carpetbaggers off my back. Don't give me time to cover my tracks. Here's your mirror and your falling jacks. But they're not what I came for. Oh, I came for so much more. And I know you know that. My ambulance, your pulse is getting weak. You feel yourself all to me now, while you've got the strength to speak. 'Cause they're waiting for you at Bellevue with their oxygen masks. But I could give it all to you now, if only you could ask. Don't call for your surgeon, even he says it's late. It's not your lungs this time, but your heart holds your faith. Don't give me my money back, don't want it anymore. It's not that nursery mouth I came back for. It's not the way it's stretched out on the floor. I've broken all your windows and I ran through all your doors. And who am I to ask you to fight my wars? You should know that's true.
it feels. They came for me, too. I wouldn't go with them. 7:06 in the morning from KSFX. What a day, huh? Days get longer and longer. And right up through the end of April. Is it April? Right up through the end of April, then the days get really dark, especially for those of us who work here.
Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee for Slip.
Hey, Johnny, what do you know?
Well, Mickey, I know honky-tonk.
Yeah?
And I know women.
I'll say you do.
And I know beer.
You know beer?
Yep. I bet I've tasted every beer in the country at least once.
Well, what do you know?
I know one thing. The beer that hits the spot for me is Slips.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how he picked this one here. Cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Hey, Johnny, pour me a tall, cold Slits, would you?
Now there's a man who knows.
Behind every Slips is a man.
New this season, Reagan Goes Ramada. See what happens when Ronald gives up his duties as president of a country to become the manager of a major hotel in Detroit. See what happens when Nancy is told she's catering the Democratic National Convention for 1984.
Well, Nancy, where's the new China?
Reagan Goes Ramada. Also starring Cap Weinberger as the doorman and Al Haig as the Doberman. Reagan Goes Ramada. Late night on most ABC stations.
Want to have a rollicking good time? Well, take a left at the Oasis, a right at the first sand dune, and just out there behind the pyramid, check out the kid with the fancy coat.
Joseph's coat was elegant, the coat was
Joseph's father, Jacob, gave Joseph this dazzling coat of many colors. Though Joseph was thrilled, his brothers were a little jealous, all 11 of them.
We have never liked him all that much before, and now this coat has got a ghost.
They sold the poor kid into slavery, told their father he was dead, and that's just the beginning. Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a musical treat for the entire family.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on to Joseph, you'll make it someday.
Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat opens Friday, May 7th at the Orpheum Theater.
We'll be unemployed then? We won't have any money to go see.
At the Orpheum Theater, a special preview performance Thursday, May 6th. All seats $12 for tickets. Call 474-3800. Louie, you on vacation? That's 474-3800. What's the cue? What? What am I doing? What? One more spot. Woof! Your spot.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
What do you like best about going out to see the Giants in Kansas City?
Oh, when you walk into the bat, you hear the crack of the bat. Everybody looking, the kids, the smell of food and the people.
Smell of the people?
Smell of the people.
How about you?
The colorful nicknames.
Nicknames?
Yeah. You know, when the audience calls out to the visiting players, one I remember was called Lunkhead.
Those nicknames.
There was one, I believe, named Sucker.
Sucker.
Oh, and the most colorful was a chap called Yabumya.
Yabumya.
He must be Russian.
Talking baseball. Giants by the Bay.
Three big Giant Dodger games this weekend. Friday night, the San Diego Chicken flies into Candlestick. Saturday night, spectacular fireworks follow the game. And Sunday afternoon, all kids get free Giants jerseys, courtesy JCPenney.
All right. Been there for a jersey.
I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey?
It's 10 minutes after 7 from KSFX Radio. Excuse me. I can't shake this cold. How is everybody this morning? Oh, sorry to hear that.
The light is on misunderstanding. There must be some kind of mistake. Waited in the rain for hours. You were late. But now it's not like you to say the right thing.
Rosalie's combined resources are standing by. She's not standing up either. Everybody in the studio is standing up this morning during the pogo. 13 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning, just doing their morning exercises here.
Get that work.
People out from Hollywood built their life out in black and white. They're living out a technicolor dream. Next day they're a star overnight. Not like in New York. Man, it's tougher. Not like in London town. Boy, you suffer. Nobody give a break
when you count on your love.
Everybody's on the take
when you count on your love.
You can't make a mistake
when you count on your love.
People out in Hollywood, they got a lot of class. You see the boys strutting down the boulevard, trying to make a pass. Not like in New York. It's high-rise, it's concrete and complex. Not like an old London town. It rings down on its subjects. Nobody give a damn
when you count on your love.
Nobody understands
when you count on your love.
Lady Jazz, she won't dance.
When you count on your love, you can't take it. It ain't good enough. When you count on your love.
liked him, especially after he dyed his hair.
What?
Oh, good morning. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, a mic! He's trying to get away!
Okay. Vasily.
I don't believe you.
What is wrong? No
oh,
one
nothing,
does.
Nothing.
What's, what?
I want to tell you how well the air conditioning is working in my room.
How well is your air conditioning working?
There's frost on the window.
I don't want to hear about your problems at home.
And yet, I notice when I walk into the studio with you and Lewis.
Yes.
And Kirk K. Kirk.
Yes.
That it's hot. Is he serious?
Yeah. I don't know why that is. It has to do with circulation, you know. It's improper circulation, so you probably ought to have your veins checked out.
No, we're not talking about my veins. We're talking about the frost on the window from
the air conditioning.
All I can
see is a mouth moving right now. It's really weird. It's very strange.
Imagine what I see from here.
I have no idea. Are you hallucinating, too?
Yes.
Okay, it's time for the news, and then I have a very important bit of business with you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, thank you.
Is this
California's attorney?
Sorry. Just checking. And now, the news.
California's Attorney General George Dukmejian says the state may finally be making some headway in the fight against crime. He says crime dropped and arrests were up last year in California. In other California news, State President Pro Tem David Roberti says key lawmakers are close to setting some guidelines which will permanently cut back on Medi-Cal's growing costs. He says they have now reached a breakthrough in that agreement. An autopsy shows that the woman whose car stalled and possibly started the Caldecott tunnel crash was drunk. Seven lives were lost in that accident. San Francisco Fire Department recruiters say they were pleased with the number of minority applicants in their latest job drive. 60% of the 7,500 applicants they say were minorities, and 676 were women. The Planning and Urban Research Association is launching another study on the possibility of building a domed sports stadium in the South of Market area. The stadium would replace Candlestick Park. President Reagan will be meeting today with his top advisors to try and come up with a solution to the Falkland Islands crisis. Mr. Reagan is getting ready for tomorrow's visit by Britain's foreign secretary, who's bringing over a plan for peace with Argentina. And finally, the Chrysler Corporation's big chief, that being Lee Iacocca, says he has a plan to help the U.S. auto industry. That plan includes a 25-cent gasoline tax hike and tax credits for people who buy gas-saving American cars. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, the first thing you'll notice about Tom Sullivan is his talent.
Carry on.
His charm.
You sure you don't want to come up to my room?
I don't think so.
You're going to miss my collection of porno braille etchings.
But the one thing you'll notice is what you won't notice.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, a true story. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Right now, you can get smooth riding and lots of miles on sale. Plus,
Confident, we install it at Sears.
Now, save 40% off spring 1982 general catalog prices for Sears Dynaglass Belted 32 Blackwall tires. Save $5 on Sears heavy-duty radial-tuned shocks and $10 on air-adjustable shocks. At Sears Tire and Auto Centers, we give you more than a good deal. We install confidence. You can count on Sears.
Bay Area weather will continue to be fair and warm through tomorrow with highs in the 70s to mid-80s. Winds will be out of the east at 10 to 20 miles per hour, except in the East Bay where strong gusty winds are predicted at times in the hilly areas. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s and 50s. Come in.
Rosalie.
Yes, Stephen.
Very important business for you
okay,
this morning.
Okay,
look at this.
Okay.
I want to show you something. This is a petition.
Another petition.
So that we won't change the format of this radio station. Look at the number of names here.
I did, but again, Stephen, it says, let me hold this down so you won't shake. A petition to keep KSAN
from going country and western.
We're talking. This is second KSAN petition, huh?
Never mind.
Temperature-wise, right now it's 60 degrees in Oakland, 55 at San Francisco Airport, 57 in San Jose, 56 in Redwood City, 55 in Marin, and it is 62 degrees at 727. Stephen Capen.
I sure am behind the times. 7:27 in the morning from KSFX Radio.
And now, the Rolling Stones here on the radio.
Just a boy right through the park. In a place of mistaken identity, he put a bullet through his heart.
Calling a song do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There's a lot of... do-do-do-do-do-do. Perhaps you'd be interested in my new book, The Capin' Years, The Final Days. Okay. I'm just, these days, you know, I'm really busy upholding my contractual contingencies of taking every other day off. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Steven?
Yes.
I've been chasing you all over the dial.
A lot of people have been chasing me. Oh, all over the dial.
Where to next?
Jeez, I don't know. You guys, you want to write this down, huh?
Will you be in town?
Unless there's advertise? A rail I can be ridden out on, huh?
Will you advertise?
Will I advertise?
Well,
I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to just stay right here.
Going to read the news.
And it's going to... No, I'm not. And it's going to be, you know, just... No, well, actually, I don't know what... Who knows what the where the time goes, and I don't know what the future may bring, and all the cliches.
We'll see.
that's what they say. We've adopted a wait-and-see attitude.
Very diplomatic.
Yes, well, who knows, you know? The future always holds promise and is of great interest to me because it hasn't happened yet.
I'm waiting.
Hello?
I don't know what to say. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Would you like to sit here in the waiting room, or would you like to wait here in the sitting room?
No. I've seen both. I'd rather go out in the sun today myself.
Yes. Thank you. Actually, you know, I just having just come back from the kingdom of the sun,
yes.
I can probably fill you in on any questions you might have about the sun.
Is it still there?
Yes, but not for long. I think it runs out May 3rd.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. But you know what they say?
Yes.
Don't let it catch you crying.
There you go.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Adios. Just another concerned listener. Ah, Leah. What is all this crap on my desk this morning anyway? Oh, logs. We'll just forget those. 7:32 in the morning from KSFX Radio, and this is the morning problem of produce with the usual vegetables.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. You're such a sight. You're looking better than a body has a right to. Don't you know we're playing with the fire? But we can't stop this burning desire. Was missing them. We both know we're never gonna make it, but when we touch, we never have to fake it.
Obviously, Louis has received a new position from the company. See the position she's in. 24 before 8 from KSFX Radio on, day is it? A lot of people called to find out why I wasn't here yesterday. They all happen to work for this company. But actually, there is a facet of my contract that is called, in legalistic terms, quid pro quo. Tit for tat. And as Randy Rooney once said, what's a tat? But actually, it means this for that, and I get that for this. So I'm doing two shows today between now and 10 o'clock. So you make, so if you hear two voices at once and two commercials at once and a couple of records at the same time, you'll know why. Okay? Okay. 23 before 8 from KSFX Radio. It's Tuesday morning? It's Wednesday. Okay. All right. It's Tuesday and Wednesday morning.
This Saturday is White Flower Day at Macy's with special savings and low clearance prices on the things you need for yourself, your family, and your home. It's one of Macy's biggest one-day sales of the year. And for your convenience, Macy's will be open this Saturday from 10 till 7. Don't miss White Flower Day, Saturday only at all Macy's.
White Flower Day. White Flower Day.
Do neighboring countries occupying your space get you down? Well, grab those Bermuda shorts and join us at the Falkland Villas Condo Complex. Yes, everything and more can be found at Falkland Villas, such as a gunner's nest and private Gila pool in each of our luxurious condos. You'll enjoy water skiing inside our fabulous 5-mile ski zone and blockade area where you dodge big boats on one of our scuba diving and underwater demolition classes. It's not a lot of fun, but it's a new way of life. Like it or not, there's a lot waiting for you at Falklands Villa, just 5 miles past the first British destroyer. Falklands Villa. Don't cry for us, it's Argentina.
On May 3rd, we're all going to lose one of San Francisco's original and finest rock and roll radio stations, KSFX.
So when the music's over...
KSFX went on the air in 1971 with the original San Francisco Experience rock format. On May 3rd, KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off the air with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. To salute the end of an era, KSFX presents to you, When the Music's Over, the Last 11 Days. Each day we'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. It would not be fair to say goodbye without acknowledging 11 great years of rock and roll. When the Music's Over. The Last 11 Days on KSFX.
Getting a headache. I have these pains this morning. Wait. On page 432, if you'll follow along in your copy of my contract. On page 432, the if, ends, or buts clause. The explanation for me not being here is right here. It says, butt out! Hey, the president can tell you to do this. I can do this, huh? I'm the president of this room right now. 21 before 8 from KSFX, and here's Eddie Money. And you really got a hold.
Hey!
On me.
You know,
Just looking through my 1982 edition of the California Laws Relating to Minors. Make sure I don't get into any trouble or get the shaft. It's 14 before 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. We have a very special guest this morning. I had no idea he was showing up today, and he had no idea I wasn't showing up yesterday. And that's why, back here on the mainland, one of our oldest and dearest, well, one of our oldest friends. Boy, is he getting on in years. The man who virtually invented the word plantin' moon. The man who plants every time there's a moon. The man who was mooning people who were trying to plant their crops last week and bothering them. And here he is now, direct from Kona. The man who's done it all and seen less. Here he is. You like these big build-ups anyway, huh?
You want beef, brah, huh? Huh? Maybe cherry beef sandwich.
Our friend Kimo is here this morning. Kimo, what is the story on your bar room up here? It's a real scum hole, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to close that down when you leave, Stephen. You're one of our best customers.
I understand I'm your only customer up there.
Lately, you know.
What?
You know, we got a problem in the neighborhood around here. There's too many mahus.
What's a mahu?
Oh, that's one Hawaiian word for a male hairdresser.
You get your hair dressed by male?
No, only wahinis. Hey, you know, the reason I flew over here yesterday. You know, the Learjet been parked on Polk Street all night because of you, brah.
Yeah, well, listen, I have a contractual obligation to take every other day off.
I flew over with 50,000 signatures to keep this station going Hawaiian.
No kidding.
Yeah.
50,000 signatures.
We don't want no talk. Only good Gabby Pa'anui albums.
Kimo? We don't play a lot of Hawaiian music on this radio station.
No?
That's the wrong one. You got the wrong radio station.
Oh.
Wrong time and the wrong place. You got the wrong information.
My pilot said he was going to Honolulu.
This is... No. This is San Francisco, remember?
Oh, that's why it's so cold here.
You've been out on your plantation lately.
Well, I've been sampling the new crop.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Kimo's going to say adios to you in his own native tongue and say a few words, a couple of pearls of wisdom for you swine.
Hey, aloha, kama ni ni ni. And if you want one summer job, Stephen,
You come on over.
Okay, listen, have some guava juice. Is that the electric guava juice?
No, that's the kind with rum in it.
Well, how come I'm seeing colors already then?
Oh, the good kind.
Maybe it's just your shirt. Big low.
Oh, that's the Tom Selleck look.
Why don't you stop in the Learjet and get the hell out of here, all right, Kimo?
Thanks for coming.
Hey, aloha, Steve.
Aloha! Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on a radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station, and no, she don't believe what she heard.
A lot of people come to this country thinking that Americans have very strange customs, with people walking around with $20 bills sticking out of their nostrils. Weird customs, strange days, and even stranger newscasters.
Sticking out of what?
Noses.
I missed that.
Indian noses.
No.
That's not what you said.
They put them in your noses. What?
That's not what you said.
What did I say? Nodes?
No.
What?
I don't know.
You didn't say nose.
I didn't hear what you said, but it wasn't nose.
I swear to God. Oh, I didn't say news. I said nose.
No, but you didn't say nose. No.
I didn't say people walk around with $20 bills sticking out of their nose.
You didn't, but you didn't say nose either.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Ah. What did I say?
Sounds like...
nostrils.
Oh.
That's part of the Catholic Mass. They sit there and go... let me see. Et cum spiritual nostrils. This is the, you know, as long as we're in the 12th day of our last 11 days, Rosalie, I should read this this news article which appeared a month ago, maybe, because it's important, okay? And I think it was left out. Do you remember this?
I don't know.
Well, read my mind.
Okay. Oh, yes, I remember it well.
A story about the double amputee who was convicted of murder in Nashville, Tennessee. Do you remember this story?
The one who killed his wife who was a dwarf.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Beated to death with a flashlight?
Right.
It was in bad taste then. It's not anymore, because we're news. And now, the rest of the important top of the cream of the news... with a $20 bill in her nose, here's Rosie Lee.
Well, Stephen, the news is not at all humorous this morning because there is a major fire burning totally out of control down in Anaheim right now. High winds have downed power lines and started fires in at least 12 apartment buildings and some other homes throughout the city. A city spokesman says the main fire is completely out of control and that at least 80 fire units have responded to the blaze, which is located about a mile from Disneyland. So far, no injuries have been reported, but hundreds of people are now being evacuated. Latest word on the gross national product came out from the Commerce Department this morning. Government says the GNP dropped by 3.9% during the first 3 months of this year, and that drop is being blamed mostly on troubles in the automobile industry. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and top government officials have okayed a reply to Argentina's latest plan to end the Falklands dispute. Foreign Secretary Pim will deliver that reply to Washington tomorrow. U.S. leader of the Ground Zero nuclear anti-movement says this morning that the world's atomic weapons problem cannot be solved unless American and Soviet leaders meet more often. And in line with that, President Reagan says that within the next 10 days, he'll be taking a look at U.S. plans for a joint U.S.-Russian arms control talk. Those talks or talk... will probably start sometime this summer. And it's beginning to look like folks in California will vote on ending the nuclear arms race. Petitions with almost 750,000 signatures were turned in to county registrars yesterday, and that's two times the number needed to put that measure on any of the Bay Area ballots. People who watch the stars and the solar system say that the largest star in our galaxy is going to explode soon. But astronomers say that that soon could be any time within the next 10,000 years. They also say that you will probably want to see the explosion if you're around because they can be seen on Earth only every couple of hundred years. In KSFX sports, both hockey and basketball have playoff games on tap for tonight. In the NBA, Houston's Rockets will be in Seattle for the opening game with the Supersonics, and in Philadelphia, the 76ers will host Atlanta in game one of their miniseries. Last night's first round action, Denver downed Phoenix 129-113, and Washington beat New Jersey 96-83. In hockey action, the best of seven division playoffs will continue, with Los Angeles traveling to Vancouver, Chicago is at St. Louis, Boston entertains Quebec, and the New York Islanders host the New York Rangers. Vancouver, Chicago, and the Islanders could wrap things up if they win tonight. And speaking of wins, the Atlanta Braves are now on a roll. That team won its 12th straight game last night, beating Cincinnati 4-2. And with that win, the Braves set a major league mark for consecutive wins at the beginning of the season.
I saw Ted Turner interviewed about that yesterday. He's talking about how the team had lost millions of dollars over the past few years.
Right.
It's funny. You see on CNN? Interviewed him, yeah. He's on about once a week, you know. I don't know why.
Well, if you owned it and you wanted to be a star and you wanted to put your opinion out into the public airwaves,
yes,
would you go on once or twice a week?
I could probably experiment with becoming a fascist and do that, yes.
In Bay Area weather, we are expected to have continuing fair and warmer temperatures through tomorrow. Highs today in the 70s to mid-80s with overnight lows in the upper 40s and 50s. Right now it's 60 degrees in Oakland, 55 at San Francisco Airport, 57 in San Jose, 56 in Redwood City, 55 in Marin, and it's 62 degrees at KSFX San Francisco, 759. Stephen Capon.
Thank you very much, Rosalie.
Hey, Lou, will you check this out? I just got an album in the mail yesterday from on Big Name Records. Guy's name is Bob Jackson. The name of the album is With Feeling. Bob must live around here somewhere. Wait, there's a note. Oh, here it is. Not bad. I like that part. Dear Steve, if you could play Tequila or House of the Rising Sun, is that on there? Wait. This is Feeling. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. Makes me cry. Makes me feel like lighting my hair on fire. Thank you, Bob. This is so wonderful. Listen, I'll give his phone number out in the air and you can complain to him. Okay. Oh, it says here, Dear Steve, why is your hair on fire? Please play Feeling, or my whole family will kill you. Thank you, Bob. We like to take every opportunity to let new and vacant talent, rising stars, so to speak, take over where I left off. It's been nice working here on this 12th of the last 11 days, and I hope that someday in the future, we'll be able to be together again. Mama's right.
mama, she don't like me, cause I play in the rock and roll band. And I know your daddy don't dig me, but he never did understand. Your papa roared the fool, I'm coming to lend a hand. I'm coming to liberate you, confiscate you. I want to be your man. Someday we'll look back on this.
KSFX Radio at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. I just want to show you how ridiculous some of the benefits that are covered by EGBC are this. Insurance. I have life insurance. You know, the game of betting that you're not going to die. And I don't know what I submitted this for. Besides, the writing, if you notice, Louis, is definitely the writing of a third grader. Okay, so I don't know what you're talking about. So I wrote them, and I don't know what I filed an insurance claim for. It's probably some false claim. And it says, they wrote back, and they said, Stephen Capon, insured, your certificate number, the group number, the address, yank, yank, yank. Please refer to the paragraph checked below. They checked none of the paragraphs, but they wrote something in. It says, your recent claim submitted on self has been received and is being given attention. Now, that explains it completely.
When it comes to planning meals and shopping for food, I don't want the supermarket to make out my shopping list for me with specials that are good for a few days only.
We like to decide for ourselves when to shop and what to buy. That's why we shop at Lucky.
Lucky's no specials, low everyday prices way of doing business means we get low prices on every item on our shopping list any day we shop.
And Lucky gives us a choice of three ways to save.
We can save with Lucky's low prices on thousands of national brand items, more than most other supermarkets.
Or we can save even more with Lucky's own Lady Lee and Harvest Day brands.
Or we can save the most with Lucky's No Frills Generics. Over 100 foods and non-foods with plain and simple labels that mean plain and simple saving.
And there's nothing more basic to food shopping than saving money.
National brands, Lucky's own budget stretching brands, and No Frills Generics. Three ways to save. That's basic value from Lucky.
Get back to basics. That's basic. That's Lucky.
A lot of people have been asking my attorney. Is my attorney back there?
Right here.
Okay. A lot of people have been asking my attorney, what's going to happen to me when the last of the 11 days? You know, when God created the earth, there were only 7 days. Well, we're doing this in 11. ABC always manages to milk things beyond belief. Anyway, the answer is I will not be doing a rock and roll program here anymore. And they have hired a replacement for me, and he's right here. Adam, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hello.
And tell everybody how many years you've spent studying disc jockey work.
4 days.
Yeah, it took 4 long days for Adam to find out how the inner workings of radio are the machinations of this media business. And Adam, what are your goals and aspirations for the future in media?
I don't know yet.
Well, I don't either, Adam, because I am out of a job. Huh? Do you know any place I could get a job after I'm finished with this one?
No.
No? How about the Safeway near your house? Is there any?
Yeah,
I could work there.
Yeah.
Did you? Let me ask you this: when you were a kid, did you want to be a disc jockey then?
No.
No, and now that you're a full blown adult, you do want to be one, right? Yeah.
Not yet.
No, you don't want to be one either. And then sometime in the future, do you think you might like to be one?
Not yet.
No, you don't want to do that either. And how about your family? Do you like living with your family?
Yes.
What if we put some barbed wire around your house and some killer Dobermans? Do you think that might help your lot in life?
No.
No, okay. Adam, let me ask you this. Let me put you on the spot, okay? And you can't say yes or no. You have to give me a full-fledged explanation, all right? Why are you here today?
Because a woman here was the music like.
Ah, yes. Well, okay. You articulate things just like I do. You know that?
Yeah.
Get the little sucker out of here. Okay, thank you, Adam, and we hope you'll come back soon because you'll probably be one of the next owners of this thriving business. Huh?
I'll break this in half for you, okay?
Not my... Ow! 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 My leg! What'd you say?
I'll break this in half.
Oh, not that one, too! Ow, he's twisting my leg.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another. Together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment.
was that anyway? And why were they here? It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio. And what did you want to hear, Adam?
Chinese?
What are you eating anyway? What is that? Chinese food?
No.
You like Chinese food, huh?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Breathe a little, sucker. Okay. All right. Let's play a little bit.
I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees.
Yet what? They're always friendly and they're ready. What are you doing down there? Okay, ABC's daycare center has folded for lack of funds, and we're taking care of things here these days. Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, combined resources in the ABC. And here she is, Rosie Lee Allen.
I just don't believe you.
Why not? I speak the truth.
You
I speak
do.
With folk tongue.
Well, Stephen, I'll tell you, that major fire is still burning out of control down in Anaheim right now. High winds have downed power lines and started fires in at least 12 apartment buildings and some other houses throughout the city. Britain's Foreign Secretary Francis Pym is expected to fly to Washington tomorrow. He'll be bringing over London's counterproposals to solve the Falkland Islands dispute. And over in Israel, the cabinet said that the Israeli withdrawal from the rest of the Sinai Desert will take place on schedule this Sunday. That means that Egypt will get back territory it lost in the 1967 war. President Reagan says he's willing to go the extra mile in order to reach an agreement on a bipartisan budget plan for 1983. But House Speaker Tip O'Neill says he doesn't see that flexibility in the negotiations. And while I'm talking about budgets, California's fiscal expert says that government has a decent chance of avoiding a budget deficit this year. That is, if the courts allow the state to use the $187 million in public pension money in order to pay its bills. And all of the petitions calling for a state initiative to demand a freeze on nuclear weapons were delivered to the L.A. County Registrar Voters Office yesterday. The big deal was that they were taken there in an armored car. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
Lincoln Mercury announces an offer that goes far beyond interest rates and rebates. Lincoln Mercury is backing its quality on Lynx, LN7, Capri, and Zephyr, on Cougar sedan and wagon, with an exclusive free scheduled maintenance and warranty plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. The 2-year limited warranty is so complete, just about everything is covered except accidents, abuse, tires, and fluids between maintenance intervals. And on Continental, Mark 6, and Lincoln, you'll get the same kind of coverage for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Now virtually the only thing you have to pay for is gas. And to introduce you to this quality, Lincoln Mercury is offering a 5% cash bonus off the base vehicle sticker price. This bonus comes entirely from Lincoln Mercury. Apply it to your down payment or get a check. A 5% cash bonus, free maintenance, free warranty from Lincoln Mercury. Offer applies to retail buyers who take delivery of these Mercury models by June 6th or luxury cars by May 17th. It takes cars built this well to make you an offer this good.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, Tom Sullivan is a singer.
Carry on!
A lover.
So I got lucky a couple times.
Couple of times. Compared to you, the rape of Sabine women is like a casual afternoon outing.
And a daredevil.
Yeah!
He's an all-American guy. Except for one thing.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Bay Area weather will continue fair, warm, and warm through tomorrow with highs in the 70s to mid-80s. What do you want? Another petition?
We've got a petition going to stop this abuse. Look at this. Look at the names.
Say
look at them. Look at them.
K-S-A-N.
Oh. Sorry.
Get out. Winds will be out of the east at 10 to 20 miles per hour, except in the East Bay, where strong gusty winds are predicted at times in the hilly areas. Overnight lows in the upper 40s and 50s. Right now it is 60 degrees in Oakland, 55 at San Francisco Airport, 57 in San Jose, 56 in Redwood City, 55 in Marin, and it's 62 degrees at 824. Stephen Cape.
Thank you, Rosalie. What?
I'm Stephen.
Oh, he's Stephen. And what are you doing?
I wanna get on that rail.
Hey, did you see that? And he's working for a living.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, working.
check given, cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining, cause I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
The continued adventures of Steve McCabin, Agent Orange. Steve McCabin, searching the alleys and manhole covers of the naked city, looking for crime and injustice, helping the helpless, befriending the friendless, and protecting those less fortunate than himself. McCabin, along with his sidekick, Kimo Osabi. McCabin, a man driven and driving a Dodge Dart, searching for truth and justice in the American way. And now, the continued adventures of Steve McCabin, Agent Orange.
Gosh, Kimo, this is sure different from the cell at the home.
Hey, Steve, there's no rubber walls here.
Yeah, well, gee, that's really interesting.
Hey, what you guys in here for?
We're here to investigate the underhanded dealings of the DMV.
Hey, plus, Steve, he's got 200 parking violations.
Hey, man, I've been investigated before.
Yeah?
I'm doing my time. I'll be paying my debt to society, man. It's a big debt, too. Hey, but before you go, you guys got $10 you can slide me, man. I'm getting another parking ticket.
I'm sorry, we don't give handouts to vagrants.
Who you calling a vagrant? Man, look, I got this check right here. It comes every 2 weeks. This government paper.
Hey, look out, Steve. You're swinging one employment check.
Yes, and that can be dangerous, especially after Reagan's budget cuts.
Hey, look out, boss. He's got the tickets.
Oh, geez. Watch out. Careful.
Steve McCabin, Agent Orange, fighting for truth and justice, and now fighting for his life in a detention center for criminally insane drivers. Steve McCabin, dodging checks and checking it out, doing time and having one hell of a time doing it. Here, and the continuing adventures of Steve McCabin, Agent Orange.
As soon as you are able, on the night I'm
Vive la différence.
That's the difference between 1982 and 1962. It was a song called Ambrose, in which there were two people walking through a tunnel, and somebody kept saying, just keep walking. And these days, it's just keep rolling.
You've read about them in your local paper. You've seen them on network news. Monday, ABC Television brings you today's FBI, the story of the men and women behind the headlines.
Just give the ball to the FBI.
Powerful drama, inspired by actual FBI cases.
Wait a minute, now.
From today's headlines comes today's FBI, moving to Monday at 8 o'clock, 7 Central and Mountain, on ABC Television.
New this season, Reagan Goes Ramada. See what happens when Ronald gives up his duties as president of a country to become the manager of a major hotel in Detroit. See what happens when Nancy is told she's catering the Democratic National Convention for 1984.
Well, Nancy, where's the new china?
Reagan Goes Ramada. Also starring Cap Weinberger as the doorman and Al Haig as the Doberman. Reagan Goes Ramada. Late night on most of this ABC station.
Up. Sharing stars, sharing smiles, I'm feeling 7-Up. Ooh, feel myself and up, I'm feeling 7-Up. Reaching up, moving up, I'm feeling 7-Up. It's a great refreshing feeling, just a clear as light. America's turning 7-Up, and it sure feels right. Feeling like 7, feeling 7, help on. Feeling 7, 7.
You know the feeling. There's nothing else like it. And there's only one way to get that feeling. Great tasting 7-Up. Crisp, light, clean, and no caffeine. Never had it, never will. That's feeling 7-Up.
Feeling 7-Up, I'm feeling 7-Up.
Hello, I'm Stephen Capon, Lamont to my friends, at 24 before 9 o'clock in the morning from The Morning Product on KSFX. name is Duke Jupiter. It's called, you just told me that a few seconds ago. Short term, I'll drink to you. That's why I can't remember anything. I'm always drinking to somebody. Duke Jupiter sounds like every rock and roll record you ever heard. Yes? 17 before 9 from KSVX Radio Rosalie. I have the news in about 7 minutes from now.
Lincoln Mercury announces an offer that goes far beyond interest rates and rebates. Lincoln Mercury is backing its quality on Lynx, LN7, Capri, and Zephyr, on Cougar sedan and wagon, with an exclusive free scheduled maintenance and warranty plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. The 2-year limited warranty is so complete, just about everything is covered except accidents, abuse, tires, and fluids between maintenance intervals. And on Continental, Mark 6, and Lincoln, you'll get the same kind of coverage for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Now virtually the only thing you have to pay for is gas. And to introduce you to this quality, Lincoln Mercury is offering a 5% cash bonus off the base vehicle sticker price. This bonus comes entirely from Lincoln Mercury. Apply it to your down payment or get a check. A 5% cash bonus, free maintenance, free warranty from Lincoln Mercury. Offer applies to retail buyers who take delivery of these Mercury models by June 6th or luxury cars by May 17th. It takes cars built this well to make you an offer this good.
Get more out of today.
East Bay Today. You can tell who reads it. It's the person heading straight for the top.
I read East Bay Today every day. That may be one of the reasons I just got promoted. Their business section gave me insights on my field even my management didn't have.
Get more out of today.
And today gave me terrific advice on handling my personal finances. It cut through the retirement account clutter and took a stand. Actually told me which IRA was best.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Best of all, their writing style is direct, lively, intelligent, and very businesslike. Like me.
When it comes to business, no one does the job better than East Bay Today. On your way up, reach for the peach today.
Get more out of today.
This is Julio. Last year, with hundreds of other liberation fighters, Julio made his way to the United States. He was able to bring only a knife, the clothes on his back, and 65 pounds of cocaine, for medicinal purposes only, which he obtained absolutely legally from a priest in Bolivia. Today, Julio lives in a refugee camp, dreaming, like others, of a fresh start and a lot of money. You can turn the page if you want, or you can help. Adopt Julio. Bring him home to live with you. Send a certified check for $560,000 and a recent 3x5 photo to Adopt a Cuban Boy, P.O. Box 84, Miami, Florida.
See what you've been missing during Macy's Big TV Sale. Save on an RCA 19-inch color track portable. Macy's closeout price only $449. You get remote control, automatic color correction, and it's cable ready. Or choose an RCA 25-inch color track console with remote. Macy's closeout price just $599. For great color and dependability, choose an RCA and see what you've been missing. Hurry, save during the Big TV Sale now at all Macy's.
So you. KSFX stops rocking and KGO-FM starts talking. KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. Starting April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. We'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. So before we start talking, we're going to do plenty of rocking with the Bay Area's best rock and roll. When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days on KSFX.
He's wrapping it up. Well, this is the 12th of The Last 11 Days. Hey, that means we're off the air. Oh, no, and Rosalie's on the air.
So what?
In the air, everywhere. Remember when they used to say things like that, Rosalie? I think 11 years ago they did, huh? Where the air is rare and up there with something like that.
I guess.
You weren't in this country at the time. Okay.
I was someplace.
She was in her salt mine in Bolivia.
Do you know something? I hate to tell you this, but I have the hiccups.
Ah, all right.
So that's going to be real
okay,
cute.
Now here's Rosie with the news. Good.
I really do.
You try it again.
That's not funny. I'm going to try it.
Okay, try.
So if there's a loud hiccup in the middle
you
of this.
You know what you got to do is first you put a little sugar in your tongue and then hold your breath for 8 hours.
I'll try that.
Right.
Okay, I'll do it. State Controller Ken Corey says the public is not being told the true cost of the MedFly battle. He says the government may have spent as much as $10 million that hasn't been accounted for. And three leading California bankers say economic recovery may not come about for at least a year. They also told the L.A. Times that they don't have much hope that interest rates will go down anytime soon. United Auto Workers Union says it's upset over a General Motors plan to make it easy for executives to collect a bonus.
That's me. Okay. That's not Rosalie.
To collect bonuses, the UAW says the plan violates the spirit of the $3 billion concessions pact it signed last Friday. Latest info on the Falklands crisis is that Britain has come up with its own plan for ending the dispute. That plan is being brought to Washington by Foreign Secretary Frances Pym tomorrow.
Where'd she go? Oh, there she is.
I really can't. While the talks are going on, it's reported that British warships are now within striking distance of the Falklands, or soon will be, but the diplomats say they want to settle the issue without war. Vice President George Bush said this morning that the Russians are not cooperating in nuclear arms talks. He said the Soviet record on arms negotiations has been poor since the 1950s. Vice President added that one of President Reagan's top priorities is reducing the number of nuclear weapons.
He's doing very, very well.
Israel said this morning that it will go ahead and finish the withdrawal from the occupied areas of the Sinai this Sunday. That withdrawal is part of the 1979 peace treaty, which was signed with Egypt. And hundreds of young people in Britain got into a rock-throwing clash with police last night in West London. Scotland Yard says this latest flare-up is the worst since last summer's riots.
Rosie?
Hmm?
I have a cure for the hiccups.
Do you?
Yeah, here, take this.
Thank you.
Yes.
North and South Korea are trading charges this morning. Each side says the other started a four-hour battle along the demilitarized zone. Both sides say there were casualties, but no one is saying just how many. A survey came out today saying that Californians approve of a bilateral nuclear arms freeze by at least a 2-to-1 margin. California poll says that 64% support the concept of a nuclear freeze and thusly have signed an initiative that will be on the June ballot. Stop it.
Here, wait. No, that didn't work. I'm sorry. Here's the cure.
The Atlanta Braves will be going after their 13th straight win in a row tonight against Cincinnati. I hope it'll be lucky 13 for them. The Braves beat the Reds 4-2 last night to set a major league record. Bay Area baseball last night, San Diego Padres beat the San Francisco Giants 8-4. Oakland A's played another long game, this time 16 innings. Game was over about 1 a.m. They finally beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3. Both teams will be playing again this afternoon. National Hockey League, Los Angeles is in a must-win situation against the Vancouver Canucks tonight. If they lose, it's all over since the Canucks are now leading 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Kentucky Derby of Horse Racing takes place a week from this Saturday, and Derby hopefuls will go to the post in the Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland tomorrow.
Here, let's try this cure here, Rose. Let's see if this one works. Here.
No, but she's going deaf.
In other horse racing action, Frieda Frame, a 17-1 long shot, won the $30,000 Casa de Rue Ranch purse at Santa Anita yesterday. Washington and Denver.
She said, I lost my purse at Santa Anita yesterday.
What?
Did somebody find it? Here, I have another cure for your hiccups.
Washington and Denver were winners in the opening round of the National Basketball Playoffs last night. Philadelphia hosts Atlanta, and Houston visits Seattle tonight. Bay Area weather will continue to be fair and warm through tomorrow, with highs in the 70s to mid-80s, winds out of the east at 10 to 20 miles per hour, overnight lows dropping back into the upper 40s and 50s. Right now, it's still 60 degrees in Oakland, 55 at San Francisco Airport, 57 in San Jose, 56 in Redwood City, 55 in Marin, and it's 62 degrees at 8:57, KSFX San Francisco.
Thank you,
Stephen K.
Thank you very much.
More on music.
Whoops. Somebody left. All right, here's the worst girl that ever recorded. No, that's the wrong script. Let's see. Ten Valley and Every Day. That's the wrong script.
Thank you. when I get down to the end of a day, I just stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it.
Watch the Wall. That's my all-time favorite greatest hit of all time, of forever, of Tom Petty. Tom Pretty. Saw him years ago. Jeez, must have been 1980. No, actually, it was around 1976, just as the Cars became popular, too, back in Boston in a place called Paradise. It's 11 after 9 from KSFX. He's skinnier than he was then, isn't he?
I'm Lee Iacocca. If a manufacturer doesn't have enough confidence in the quality of what he makes, he doesn't have the right to ask you to buy it. Me, I'm in the car business. I've been saying for a long time the cars that Chrysler makes are as good, if not better, than anything coming out of America, Europe, or Japan. Now, to show you the confidence we have in the quality of our products, right now, when you buy any new Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge American-built passenger car, Chrysler will protect your investment three ways. One, a 5-year or 50,000-mile protection plan on the engine and powertrain. Two, 5 years or 50,000 miles of rust-through protection on the outside of the car. And three, 5 years or 50,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance. Now, that's confidence. Let's face it, if we don't believe in our products, why should you? So, if you can find better protection, take it. If you can find a better car, buy it.
Deductible may be required on engine powertrain plan. Protection plans are limited warranties. All plans are for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
The last 11 days. What was it like? When time ran out, did the music die? Do old disc jockeys never die? Do they just fade to another song? Now, the story is almost about to have already happened someday as Leonard Goldbrickinson's best-selling novel comes to the screen in The Last 11 Days.
Hey, you're not supposed to play that song, Eddie. It's not in the book.
Which books you been reading lately, Bill? This song tells the truth.
Man, that stuff's really getting to you, man.
What stuff?
The jukebox effect.
What's the jukebox effect?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
Too horrible to pay to see. Yes, it all will have happened and was about to soon once have taken place. But no one expected it. In the last 11 days.
Not available after May 2nd.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 Giant years.
When I was a kid, I used to go to a lot of Giant games with my dad. Great games. I guess the most memorable thing was just going to the games with my dad.
What's most memorable to you?
That's easy. I fell in love with a Giants game.
You met him at Candlestick?
Yeah, he was sitting next to me and my date.
What's your most memorable experience in the 25 years the Giants have been in San Francisco?
One time I went up to get some hot dogs. Uh-huh. You know? I came back to the seats and my wife was gone. She didn't come back for a whole inning.
That's it?
That's it.
Talking baseball, Giants by the Bay.
Three big Giant Dodger games this weekend. Friday night, the San Diego Chicken flies into Candlestick. Saturday night, spectacular fireworks follow the game. And Sunday afternoon, all kids get free Giants jerseys, courtesy JCPenney.
What? What? No. What?
I missed the can. I'm stuck on the floor.
We're having spitting lessons in here. Remember the old cartoon character went bing into the spittoon? I don't want to raise my hand. How'd it go? I don't know why I'm speaking incoherence today, but I've been studying the language for so long, I guess I should be able to speak it.
I know. This is soft sell and tainted love.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love we share.
I would like to know, of course, in search of the truth. That is me, Senor Smith. Lamont, my friends, in search of the truth. With Leonard Nimoy, he and I used to work in heavy music. It's 25 after 9 from KSFX Radio and Rock and Roll in 104. For on the 12th of the last 11 days.
broadcast this with the Eagles out on the border, on the borderline. It's 26 before 10 on the morning product. Dave Kent is, where is he today? And where am I today? And where did you go?
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, McIntosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
San Francisco Safety Awareness for Everybody program can provide you with crime prevention information and help you to organize your block. Call SAFE at 474-7318.
Get more out of today.
You can tell who reads East Bay Today. It's the person who's always ahead of the game.
East Bay Today, terrific paper. Take sports. Page for page, it has a lot better sports than any other paper around. Sports you just can't find anywhere else.
Get more out of today.
Today's one paper that tells you what happens on the field and off. The writers are tough. I mean, they go beyond the surface and really dig. Then get to the point fast.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Look, I never settle for second best, even in my newspaper. That's why I read Today. Every day.
For the best in sports, there's only one game in town. East Bay Today. Reach for the peach. Today.
Get more out today.
And now, the continued adventures of Senor Lamont Smith. When we last left our hero, Senor Smith, Lamont to his friends, he had just lost his job at a major metropolitan radio station. As he files to get money from the state, he meets a group of people he's seen before here in the unemployment zone.
Jeez, I thought this was unemployment. Maybe it's bowling for paychecks.
Name?
Senor Smith. Lamont to my friends.
Age?
35.
Sex?
I don't know, as much as possible.
Amount earned on your last job?
$125. That's $1.25.
Hey, Lamont. What are you doing down here?
Man,
I thought you had it in with that station.
No, they had it in for me.
Oh, man. Well, wow. You're in here with the rest of us now.
How?
Who's that? Lamont, is that you?
Hey, what happened, Al? I thought they couldn't do any satellite broadcasting without you.
I thought so, too, but they took out my reserve pack, and now...
Jeez, they must have cut his benefits. Or maybe his power.
Wow, that's really...
Senor Lamont Smith, meeting old friends and making new ones.
How come I can never hold a job?
Looking forward to working for the state for the next 6 months or so.
That must be a sign of death.
Wondering what he'll be doing to earn a decent living for the first time in his life. Here in the unemployment zone.
This Saturday is White Flower Day at Macy's, with special savings and low clearance prices on the things you need for yourself, your family, and your home. It's one of Macy's biggest one-day sales of the year. And for your convenience, Macy's will be open this Saturday from 10 till 7. Don't miss White Flower Day, Saturday only at all Macy's.
White Flower Day. White Flower Day.
So what am I going to do in my future? Maybe I'll just join the Mafia and start a pinball concert. It's 22 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning from Case Fix, and Dave Kent is next. Oh, I got to be here for another 22 minutes. Starting tomorrow, we're going to bring a dead horse in here and beat him every day until the last 11 days is over.
As a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That cat dumb and lying kid sure plays a mean pinball. The digit counts as ball. That deaf dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean kid.